it was kind of just a fool's dream to have one of them here and to see if it was even possible. But in the same sense, I wanted to do something that was a little larger than the normal tiny library. And instead of it being a lending library, the idea was to have it be a literacy project, to inject books into the community, to have people excited to come see where they're getting the books from. Having something as big and as obvious as this gives people as an experience when they come to pick out a book. You know, they'll be, because there's two of them, but the one has grown-up books, one has children's books, and so often you'll have a parent in one and a kid in the other, and they'll be looking across at each other and picking books. It's amazingly fun to see how people come and interact with the phone booths. They're experiencing them as if they're theirs, which they are. And people don't come and grab a book and go. They come and have an experience. So the back of these phone booths face the front door of my house, and they are monumental slabs, 8 foot tall by 3 feet wide, of red cast iron. And I started thinking about, every day I'm going to open my door and see these two red slabs of cast iron. What can I do with them? And I thought, wow, I should put a poem up there. And for me, when I came to America 30 years ago from England, a good friend of mine gave me a copy of this poem, of Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. It's an incredibly powerful poem. For me, it's been a touchstone throughout my life, through triumphs and tragedies.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Yeah, they ain't got nobody. You ever need my telephone? Yes, I ain't got nobody, your people. You ever need my telephone? Nobody talk to me and keep me company. When my baby, she was here with me, my telephone kept on ringing all the time.